This is really called a redevelopment, if it's torn out of the purpose of rebuilding. This is the urban renewal program that we have now. It's being criticized so unjustifiably, because they're just dragging the people. It's the Beale Street area, it's just, it looks terrible. It's hard to look in some areas because they're trying to improve it. Weeds grow up, old buildings are dilapidated, eyesores, or just some of the things. You know, it has, because they've had to remove all of the content. And in many cases, they've had to nail them up to keep kids from going in there and hurting them, falling down the stairs, and pulling out window mirrors and breaking in and things like that, vandalizing.
Where might you get a drink of water in a public building?
Well, it depends upon I guess management. They just don't have too many places anymore. Maybe some area on the ground street level, because there are restaurants and some of the buildings that allow for getting of drinking water and facilities that go along with the general comforts of the customers.
Sometimes you can lean over and turn something
in there. Yeah, fountain. They used to have them occasionally. In certain places, they have to put them where they're not ready to direct traffic, because to do this would just congregate a lot of people and they'd be bumping into each other. So they have to provide, and it depends upon the management. But that's a good question to think about, because really, a lot of buildings don't even bother to have water, because they feel like it's too much of a cost and it's congestion, traffic congestion.
Can you tell me some different kinds of cars and trucks, not the corporation names, but the style?
Panel trucks, pickup trucks, campers, steak. Steak, yes. Yes, that's one of the big bed on the Carolina. Said my friend, sales had my friend. Got a lot of ride on it. Come out to the landfill. Of course, you have the regular cargo truck. The big rig, that's the one that has a huge body on it, carrying lots and lots of things. Then you've got the automobile. We'll have the roadsters in the road. We have coupe, a two-door sedan, four-door sedan. We have a convertible, non-men, suburban sedan. That's the kind of station wagon that's got two more seats and will fold down for carrying other things, other passengers, traveling.